The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening, everyone. So during the month of November, it's long been Holy Family's tradition to do an accounting of our activities, our ministries, and ways in which we've striven to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you were here at Mass a couple of weeks ago, you will have seen the state of the parish video. And I hope you'll agree with me that we're doing everything in our power, maybe certainly not perfectly, but everything we possibly can to make sure that we don't bury our talents, but we grow them. And so today is Discipleship Sunday, and on this particular day and this weekend, we're all invited to reflect a little bit more closely on our own path of discipleship and the way in which we are committed to Holy Family, whether that's through time or talent or treasure. And here with me tonight to speak a little bit about his own personal path of discipleship at Holy Family is Patrick O'Reilly, who is a longtime parishioner, so I'm delighted to introduce Patrick to you to speak for a few minutes.
Good evening. Thank you, Cambria. I was asked to take a few minutes this evening to share a little bit about my faith journey and that of my family, and I wasn't exactly sure what to say or what I was going to share. At first, when I got the call by Mary Hatton, I thought maybe perhaps it was some form of penance that I was being asked to, but she assured me that was not the case. But then she went on to say, "However, you are speaking in lieu of the homily, so don't take long." So please keep me accountable to that. My name's Patrick O'Reilly, and the perspective I think I share with you this evening is that really more of a relative newcomer here at Holy Family. My wife and I arrived 4 years ago with our four children from outside the area. Our oldest son was just beginning high school, and he's now graduated, thanks be to God. But he now has twin sisters that are seniors, and another sister who's a sophomore in high school. So it's from that perspective that really we've been blessed by so many different people, so many different ministries, so many different experiences, but I'm just gonna take a second to talk about 3 of them. The first that really stood out to us and our family when we arrived was what a warm and welcoming place Holy Family is. We got that, we didn't know a soul when we arrived, but after our first Mass here, there wasn't, we were no longer strangers, and that continues to this day. You can imagine maybe with 4 children in high school and 4 teenagers, we used to call it raising kids like that, you know, controlled chaos. Now that they're teenagers, we just call it chaos. And what I'm trying to say is that we have a very busy lives, like many of you, and very different schedules. And that warm and welcoming feeling, sometimes that, needless to say, we're rarely in our pews at the start of the processional hymn, and yet it doesn't matter. I can tell you're still glad to have us here. And sometimes we're coming from different ball fields from across, you know, racing around California, and the kids will be wearing their uniforms, but yet with grass stains or mud on their uniforms, and it doesn't matter. We're still invited to be here with you, and just that invitation is there even 4 years later, and we're really grateful for that. A second part of our experience here at Holy Family that's had a big impact and meant a lot to us is that in the area of faith formation, specifically with our four children and the sacrament preparation for confirmation. I see Don was around here this evening, and I just want to say a special thanks to Don for putting up with our family. Or Don, wherever you are, we're three down and we have one to go. So thank you, Don, I see you there. Thank you, I appreciate that. But the one that I'll spend maybe a little bit more time on that is significant to us is really this opportunity, this experience being here with you this evening, coming together and having that gathering place week in and week out to share the Mass. It's where we get fed spiritually, obviously through the Eucharist, but it's important in our lives and at this time in our lives. Many times we're just with work and kids' activities, it's very peaceful and comforting knowing that we can come here typically at this Mass, 5:30 every week, to come back and get centered, to get our strength, to come along the journey. And I know that that just doesn't happen. That's the effort, you know, where we have the beautiful music and the liturgies, and it's really with your participation that this actually gets to take place. And just wanted to share with you that we don't take that for granted, and we thank you for your hospitality. We thank you for your participation, and thank you for your blessing. So just wanted to share that experience with you, and if there's anything that we can do along the path with our experiences, we'd be happy to help any way we can. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Patrick, and to the O'Reilly family for their wonderful witness of discipleship and their and Patrick's testimony of how they found a home here at Holy Family. I think that you will agree with me that Holy Family is a very special place, and I hope you'll agree with me too that it really is a privilege to be part, to belong to this wonderful community of faith. I've now been here for, believe it or not, 9 years, and I have to confess that Holy Family has spoiled me. I do occasionally go to other churches for worship, or you know, on my days off, or when I'm on vacation, or for other ministry reasons, and I have to tell you, I'm always comparing where I go to Holy Family, and very rarely do they measure up, especially not to this wonderful 5:30 Mass, which has so much vibrancy and dynamism. So it's a special place, and I think we're all very blessed to be here. But it's a special place because so many of you have given so selflessly of your time, your talent, and your treasure to make Holy Family the place that it is. It's special because we each see in one another the Imago Dei, or the image of God, and we treat one another with the respect and love that we all deserve. Peter Morin, who some of you will know, was the collaborator and colleague of Dorothy Day and helped to found the Catholic Worker Movement, said something very powerful, which I've always remembered. He said, "A parish should be a community where it's easy to do good." And I think Holy Family is such a parish. I like to think of Holy Family as a kind of a springboard from which our numerous ministries are able to operate and to make a transformation in the lives of so many people. If you think about a few of them, Mission Haiti, the Giving Bank, our pastoral care ministry, just to name a few, they are all ministries that go out into the world, not just into our parish community, but in the world beyond us, to make a difference in the lives of very many people. But again, all of this is possible because of you, because of your generosity and your willingness to make sacrifices of your time, talent, and treasure. The other one thing I want to say is that it's not so much about building up the parish, although that's important, but building up the parish is kind of the means to the end, because the end is building up the kingdom of God. And I think that what we have here at Holy Family, what we're able to do, because we're all committed to trying to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that we have a little bit of the inbreaking of the kingdom of God here in this time, in this place, in this parish of Holy Family. So today, on Discipleship Sunday, I'm asking you to prayerfully consider what you're able to commit so that Holy Family continues to be a beacon of light and hope. And it's very important that each of us make some kind of a commitment of belonging to Holy Family in whatever way you can. Because it's through your commitment, whether it's of time or talent or treasure or all three, that you bring to life your faith. The ways in which you give of yourself is a measure of the importance that you place on your belonging to Holy Family. We love that you worship with us, but it's actually through your engagement with your community of faith that relationships are created and flourish. And that's how we build the kingdom of God here at Holy Family. Without those relationships with one another, without that engagement, we're not a community. We're just a group of isolated individuals. And I think that you'd agree with me that there's far too many isolated individuals out in our world who aren't part of any kind of a community, and especially not a vibrant and dynamic community of faith. If you are a registered parishioner, I very much hope that you received this letter from me in the mail in the last few days, accompanied by a commitment card. This is our annual commitment card on which we're asking you to make real your commitment to Holy Family. And we're asking you to do two very important things with this particular card. One is to make a commitment, or perhaps a recommitment, to giving of yourself through your time and your talent to Holy Family. And even if you already volunteer, it might be time to do a reset or to rethink what you're doing and how you're giving of yourself to Holy Family. At the bottom left-hand side of the card, you'll see a little place to mark off if you'd like our Director of Volunteers, Mary Schmoller, to contact you. And she's happy to meet with you to talk with you about ways that you can serve through Holy Family, our community, and beyond. So that's one very, very important way, because don't forget, we can't do anything that we do here without all of your help. The second way, a very important way that we need your help, is quite frankly, we also need your treasure. And I know that this time of year in particular, you have many calls on your generosity. And I want you to know that here at Holy Family, we place a very high value on accountability and on good stewardship of the resources that you share with us. Our finance council provides oversight and guidance to me, our business manager, and our administrative staff, so that we make wise and prudent decisions with the resources that you entrust to us. And we're guided primarily by two considerations. Are we using our resources in a way that is true to our gospel calling? Are we meeting the mission of Jesus Christ? And then secondly, are we stewarding our resources as efficiently as possible? So those are the two guiding questions that direct the financial decisions that we make. I'm going to ask each of you to take out a card and complete the information on the card, whether or not you're giving already on a weekly basis just to recommit to Holy Family. That would be wonderful. We'd like to see that recommitment, that realignment with Holy Family. Many of you give on a weekly basis through the Sunday offertory envelopes, and that's very, very helpful, and we're incredibly grateful for that weekly commitment. You can also give online through our website, holyfamily.org, on a monthly basis, as well as by credit card, and there's a place to indicate your willingness to give in those ways, if that's what works for you and your family. I'd also ask that you would complete all the information on the card, your name, contact information, email, even if you're pretty sure that we have it, because we want to make sure that we're giving credit to the right family or to the right person, even if you know your envelope number. And especially emails tend to change quite a lot, so if you would write your email address very clearly, that would be wonderful. And when you've completed the card, or perhaps you brought a card with you, in which case, thank you very much, then I just ask you to fold it in two, and then at the offertory time, please just drop the card in the offertory basket. So my hope is tonight that all of you will make some kind of a statement or some kind of a commitment to belonging to Holy Family. This is the time when we want to give back as much as we receive, and we rely on your generosity, on your sacrifice, and on your support of Holy Family. So all that I want to do now is to say a really great and heartfelt thank you to all of you for everything that you've done, for over such a long period of time. We stand on the heads and shoulders, or the shoulders of generations of people who've come before us. All that you've done to make Holy Family a parish of light, to be that beacon of hope in the world, to be the children of light in this world that often is a little bit dark. So thank you for your gift of yourselves, your time, your talent, and your treasure. And God bless you. Thank you.